The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, and welcome to a fresh start on Monday. It's the Trader Cobb Crypto Show here with Craig Cobb, your host. Welcome to anybody who's new to this here podcast. I do a weekly scan each morning and let you know what's going on with the market from what I'm seeing, and I honestly took an entire week off. An entire weekend off from looking at the markets. I tell a little lie. I looked a little bit on Saturday around midday. But for me, that's pretty much a weekend off, only working a half day Saturday. So, yeah, we've seen the market bounce back a wee bit, and when I look at Bitcoin here, I mean, look, on these new daily lows, we do have some type of divergence there on that daily chart. Now, that doesn't really tell me that much, to be honest. We have hit a low that was getting down towards that 3,000 level, the low being 3,277. So it definitely did give it a wee bit of a nudge heading down towards that 3,000 mark. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, we may still get there yet. We'll have to just be patient and wait and see what happens from here. Now, I know a lot of people in my community have been managing to find some good shorts throughout last week as well. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of opportunities to take shorts, one of which I managed to take. Some of the others that all set up around the same time, which is when I was at the basketball watching the Sydney Kings play. I did a podcast of that last week. So, coming to think of that, I did a video on Saturday putting it out that I think I got stopped out break even on IOTA, but I think I might have actually looked at a 1-to-1, 2-to-1 target. I haven't actually opened up the account to check yet, but that's going to be something for me to do today. Hopefully, the difference will be it'll either be I've made no money or I've made 1.5%. So it could be a good little surprise on a Monday, but looking across the top 10 right now, I mean, look, the market has pulled back over the weekend. It's not really all that tradable, though. There's no considered higher lows and higher highs. It really is just a consolidation. Now, wait and see what the next move is. And that's what we do in trading, is we just sit back and we wait for opportunities. And, sometimes they take a long time, sometimes they don't. But the point of the matter is that you have to have a plan for which to execute when the setups do actually come about. Now, EOS is definitely pulling back into that cradle zone around that $2 mark on the 12 and the 16 hour. So that looks quite nice there. Pretty nice looking chart at the moment. It's about having an understanding for what is, right? What is going on? What am I looking for? What am I looking at? And then what do I need to see before I will actually execute a trade? Now, this comes with a couple of things. Either you've been trading for such a long time, you've worked it out yourself, which would be cool, or you need some help and you find somebody else, whether it be a mentor, whether you pay for a course, however you do it, it doesn't really matter. But there needs to be a bit of a plan in place before you can really come to the market with a level of execution that is flawless and that you can consistently replicate over time. And I say this time and time again, and the reason being is that it works. All the traders that I've worked with over the years, the good ones anyway, they've all known exactly what they were doing. And I've never met a trader who's worth their salt who's sort of said, oh, have you heard what this person's doing? We should probably do that. Or have you heard what this person's doing? And that's why when people say to me, oh, what do you think of this? Or have you heard about this trader or this person or that person? I politely say, look, I don't want to sound arrogant because I'm not, but no, I don't really listen to anybody. I don't look at what anybody else is doing. It really is of little interest to me. Now, when someone like Warren Buffett talks, I will listen to certain things he says about the space or the state of the markets and that sort of thing, but that's outside of crypto. Bottom line is that there's really nobody who's going to influence my decisions apart from the people in my own community that, if I've missed something, I might do my scan, I might look to raise an order, and I might miss that there's a giant level of support coming up and I'm trying to short. Now, in that case, I will listen to them because they talk my language. I know that they're looking for the same sets of rules as what I am. But as far as anybody else, I'm really not too concerned about what anybody else is saying, what they're doing, what they're thinking. I hope they're all happy. I hope they're all well. But for me, it really isn't something that I'm not after what everybody else is doing. So guys, I'll leave it at that on the Monday. Hope you're having a great day if you are over in the US, because we have a lot of listeners out there. A big shout out to you guys still on your Sunday, and the same in Europe. You're probably asleep in France, Germany, a lot of listeners out there, and all over different parts of the UK as well. Have a fantastic day, guys. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.